President Obama makes a big consumer announcement and makes Republicans very angry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama is on his way to Cleveland today, where he's scheduled to give a speech on the economy. He's traveling with Ohio's former Attorney General Richard Cordray. The president plans to use a recess appointment to name Cordray as head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Marketplace's David Gura is with us live now from our Washington Bureau with the latest on all the waves that this is creating. Hey, David.
Morning, Steve.
So now that Cordray is about to get this job, what's going to change for consumers, do you think?
Well, I think it's fair to say that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has done as much as it can so far. Under Elizabeth Warren, who headed it on an interim basis, it waded into the home mortgage market. The CFPB suggested changes to credit card contracts and to student loans. The Bureau was certainly listening to and advocating for consumers, but it lacked teeth. And that's because it didn't have a permanent head. And without that, the CFPB didn't have a whole lot of legal authority. Now, I just talked to Bart Naylor. He's not unbiased here, Steve. He's a consumer advocate with a group called Public Citizen that's been advocating for this sort of recess appointment. He told me that with Cordray heading the CFPB, companies will have to change the way they do business.
Consumers can finally win some relief from these outrageous fees, outrageous practices.
So, David, this recess appointment is sure to anger Republicans. Will it change what the watchdog can do?
I don't think that we know what the practical impact is going to be yet, but we're certainly seeing the political impact already. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell just put out a statement, and he said President Obama is in, quote, uncertain legal territory. And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, he says this is an extraordinary and entirely unprecedented power grab. Now, they both question the legality of this. They say the House and the Senate never adjourned for the holidays. Steve, Congress has been holding what are called pro forma sessions, keeping the lights on so that this very thing couldn't happen.
And those lights are on for a long time, I'm sure.
Exactly, exactly. And I assume we're going to hear more from the president and from the White House about the legal justification for this as the day goes on, Steve.
As the day goes on. All right, Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. The markets are off right now, just a little bit, though. The S&P down 0.2%, the NASDAQ off 0.2%, the Dow down 14 points, less than 0.2% or so at 12,382. Yahoo has a new CEO, Scott Thompson, the current head of eBay's online payment system, PayPal. Yahoo, of course, has struggled to compete with Facebook, Google, and other rivals in recent years, even considered selling all or parts of itself. News today that factory orders rose by 1.8% in November, the Commerce Department saying that that was lifted by big demand for aircraft. There was increased demand for cars in December. Chrysler reported today sales in the U.S. were up 37% over December of last year, and 2011 saw sales growth of about 26%. Well, other car makers will report sales throughout the day today, and the latest signs show sales are improving across the board. And analysts say pent-up demand is feeding steady growth. Is that going to extend into 2012, though? Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
Happy new car year. That's what 2012 is shaping up to be for longtime car buying holdouts. Jeff Schuster is a market forecaster at LMC Automotive. He credits in part easy financing that was so elusive for so long.
Even if they wanted a vehicle, credit just essentially froze up for a period of time.
Schuster says the average American car is now 11 years old, and replacing all those old wrecks could boost sales by roughly a million vehicles this year to nearly 14 million. At the consumer research website Edmunds.com, chief economist Lacey Plocky points out millions of the so-called millennials are finally entering the market.
They really have just begun to get their feet wet in terms of being new car buyers.
TrueCar.com trend watcher Jesse Toprak says American car makers haven't just revamped their models, but their entire image.
The way the industry recovered based on the merits of its products has been a very healthy and sustainable recovery path.
And with car makers looking to add thousands of new jobs, that bodes well for a more prosperous new year. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
American Public Media announces the Splendid Tables new book, How to Eat Weekends, with dozens of new recipes, now available at bookstores nationwide.
Kodak has gotten a warning from the New York Stock Exchange that it may get booted off the big board if it can't boost its average stock price above $1 a share. Now, the company's had some deep financial issues and now faces the prospect of delisting. James Angel is professor of finance at Georgetown University. He's with us now from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
What does it mean for a company to be delisted? What does that mean?
Well, it means that a stock exchange like the New York Stock Exchange says your stock will no longer be traded on our platform. However, your rights as a shareholder still exist. It still may be worth something, but it will be traded in a place where you find lots of stocks that don't qualify for the listing standards of our major stock exchanges.
This is a moniker, though, for a company, right, that's not very positive.
No. It's generally a bad sign. Very few companies that are delisted ever rise from the ashes.
So let's talk about then why Kodak is in the ashes, as you say. What happened to this once very powerful film company?
Well, technology changed. Kodak had a near monopoly on the film business, but with the switch away from film to digital, they really have not made the transition.
You're talking about celluloid film, right?
Exactly. And so here we have a company whose comparative advantage was the secret mastery of all the chemistry in the film process, but now they're just another competitor in digital cameras.
Will it survive, James?
I don't know. I try to stay out of the crystal ball business, but the omens do not look good.
James Angel, professor of finance over at Georgetown University in Washington. James, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally this morning, a library book holder in Massachusetts got a big surprise after being overdue on a couple of books she had checked out. The library sent police to her house. An officer, complete with uniform and gun, showed up to either collect the books or take payment for them. The good news is the books were found and returned, but the person who had checked them out was concerned, wanted to know if she could be arrested. Well, 5-year-old Haley Benoit's mommy said, oh, she hoped not. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.